The approaching end-of-year exam period has brought about new discussion around the impacts of stress on high school students across Australia. A recent survey conducted by Reach Out Australia revealed roughly half of Australian students have difficulty sleeping as a result of exam-related stress. A decrease in quality and quantity of sleep can have detrimental impacts on students' performance in exams. Taking regular breaks and implementing breathing routines have also been identified as effective strategies for students dealing with stress. The Wire's Isaac Brogan spoke with Paul Jins, Associate Professor in Educational Psychology at the University of Sydney, to find out more.
Stress is a funny thing. A little bit of stress goes a long way. Too little or too much can be a problem. If you're not at all concerned about the situation you're in, then you may not be motivated to do anything at all. You're apathetic. At the other end of the spectrum, if you're so stressed out that you can't concentrate from moment to moment, then obviously that's going to be a problem for doing assessment tasks, doing exams. So somewhere in the middle, you know, just a little bit fired up, so to speak, but not so much that you can't concentrate. That's the sweet spot that students should be aiming for. Easier said than done. So there are a range of things that people can do in order to manage their stress leading up to exams, and I think even during exams.
You touched on in your conversation article the importance of sleep was a big thing for students. So could you just elaborate on that and maybe touch on some strategies for getting quality rest?
Look, sleep is the foundation of cognition. What do I mean by cognition? I mean how our brains work, how clearly we think. If we are not getting sufficient sleep, then we're going to have some real difficulty with concentrating and with learning. So if our sleep is disturbed, for example, or if we're just not getting enough, then the memories that we're aiming to form through study may not actually be particularly well formed over a night of sleep. So it's kind of counterproductive. So even beyond that, if we don't get enough sleep, it has effects on our immune system. It makes us more likely to get things like colds and flu. So it was certainly, again, not helpful leading up to the exam season. So a strong piece of advice would be to look to your sleep habits, to think carefully about how much sleep you're getting, what your sleep habits are. So what time are you going to sleep? Are you using your phone or screens more generally in the hours before sleep? Do you use your phone as an alarm clock? These are all things that might be considered. I would strongly recommend that people don't have their phone in the bedroom. That for many people struggle with their phones, with a phone addiction, and so that can often mean that people are using their phone as an alarm clock, but the temptation is there to use the phone for other purposes. And so all of a sudden, it's 1 a.m. and you're scrolling through TikTok when you should be asleep. So my strong advice is to get an old-fashioned alarm clock and use that instead. Keep the phone out of the bedroom.
You also touched on some breathing techniques to help students deal with stress. Could you tell us more about these and why they're beneficial?
People have realised for thousands of years that the breath is important, the ways that we breathe are important for how we can regulate our nervous system. When we're experiencing stress, that's because the so-called fight or flight system has been activated. That's got real survival value and was important in the deep past, but it's increasingly case that we might use that system when it's not so important, or not that we're thinking about situations in terms of survival that are not so useful. So we can use breathing techniques to activate the opposite of the fight-flight response, the so-called relaxation response. So there's a couple of well-understood techniques, that might be able to be used both during your study sessions but also during exam situations, just to calm yourself down a bit. You can do a couple of variations on that. So the so-called box breathing technique involves breathing in for about 6 seconds, holding it for a few seconds, then breathing out for a slightly longer period, 8 seconds. So those breathing actions can slowly but surely calm your nervous system down.
That was The Wire's Isaac Brogan, ending the report with Associate Professor Paul Jins.